Hello, we're learning preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah of Bala Sulam. We're on item 129.
Right. Here we're starting to go deeper into the corrections that came after the shattering of the vessels that took place in the world of Nikudim with the Potsuf of Atik, Aichanpin and Abba and Ima came out, Zon, in the world of Atzilut, and how these Potsufs correct, how do they correct the shattered potsufs of the world of Nikudim. So, let's read about it.
Item 129. You should know that when each level of these five potsufim of the new Ma emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nikudim, which became its Nukva. Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gar of Nikudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgalta Enaim in them, which emerged during their katnut, their smallness, called the anterior vessels. In the katnut, smallness of Nikudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is, Galgalta Enaim and Nikve Enaim. The bottom half of each one, which is called Achap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Partuf Atik of the Numa took the upper half of Keter from the vessels of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chokhma Bina and the seven roots of Zat incorporated in the Gar of Nikudim. These became a Partuf Nukva to Atik of the Numa and joined with one another. They are called Ma and Bon of Atik of Atzilut. Since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nikudim that joined it are called Bon, they are positioned face and back. Atik of Ma at the anterior, and Atik of Bon in its posterior.
Once again,
item 129. You should know that when each level of these five Partsufim of the Numa emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nikudim, which became its Nukva.
Because Ma is called the world of Atzilut, its Nukva is called Bon, which is the world of Nikudim that broke. So comes the world of Atzilut and connects to itself the broken vessels of the world of Nikudim. This is how it corrects and fulfills them. This is its role. And then what follows is that, just like the world of Nikudim, were it to finish its entire role without breaking, and there would have been the end of correction, that's also how now it's done by the world of Atzilut.
Thus, when Partsuf Atik emerged, it took and connected to itself all the Gar of Nikudim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels.
Because in Gar there is no breaking.
This refers to the Galgalta Einaim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, their smallness, called the anterior vessels. In the Katnut of Nikudim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is, Galgalta Enaim and Nikve Enaim. The bottom half of each one, which is called Achap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Parzuf Atik of the Numa took the upper half of Keter from the vessels of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chokhmah Bidah, and the seven roots of Zat incorporated in the Gar of Nikudim. Hence, these became a Parzuf Nukva to Atik of the Numa, and joined with one another.
Meaning Atik took from each and every degree only those things that were unrelated to the breaking. And so the new Pertzuf of Atik of Ma took from the Kelim, the broken Kelim of Nikudim, the upper half of the Keter that didn't break, that was not broken in the world of Nikudim, and brought them to the Chokhmah and Bina, which also were unrelated to it. So it's the Galgalta Enaim of Chokhmah and Bina, and the seven roots of the seven Kelim, Zat, that are included in the Gal of Nikudim. Meaning, all these vessels that have nothing to do with the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, that broke. And these Kelim became a Parzuf Nukva to Atik of the new Ma. Meaning, on part of Atzilut comes a Parzuf called Atik, and it corrects the Gal of Keter, Gal of Aba and Ima, and the seven Ktarim of Zon, and joined with one another. They're called Ma and Bon of Atik of Atzilut. Since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nikudim that joined it in order to correct them, for to be corrected by it, to be fulfilled by it, are called Bun. They are positioned face and back, Atik of Ma at the interior and Atik of Bun in its posterior. Meaning that one Pertzuf is above, one is below, and they're standing face to back, back to face, back to back, face to face. There are these four options. What kind of combinations can you have out of these two, the different kinds of combinations that you can have as a result of the connection between the two? And this is how it is with the first Parzuf of the world of Atzilut that takes certain parts for itself from the world, the broken world of Nikudim.
PT 19.
So here, not clear to me, that in the Katut of Nikudim only came with the upper half of each degree of Gagalta Enaim and Nikve Enaim, and the lower half of each one of the Achab descended to the lower degree. What does it mean that each Parzuf is divided?
The Kelim of Galgalta and Enaim are the vessels of bestowal. And therefore, even though that usually they don't break on the one hand, and on the other hand, they're also easy to correct, because for them, the light of Chassadim is sufficient, whereas the Kelim of Achab, of the lower half of the degree, they need correction to be corrected by the light of Chokhmah, etc., and therefore their correction is harder.
Degree which is half above the Parsa, half below the Parsa, each degree?
Every degree that has 10 Sfirot is divided into an upper and lower part. The upper half are the vessels of bestowal, and the lower half are the vessels of reception in general.
The Parsa is mingled here in this whole story.
The Parsa is what tells them apart.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, why only galgalta enayim of the vessels of Olam of Nikudim are nukva for Patsuf Atik? Because they're complete, they're vessels of bestowal.
Again.
Why galgalta enayim of the world of Nikudim are nukva for the Patsuf Atik?
But they can't correct themselves. Even though that these are bigger kelim, these are kelim that are connected to Bina. These are big kelim, but they can't correct themselves. And therefore, they become dependent on the kelim of Atik, on the kelim of Atzilut, and therefore the kelim of Atzilut correct them, connect them, fulfill them. Through Atzilut, they receive the nourishment, corrections, but later on, they become very big.
But we say that they didn't break these vessels, the goof broke.
It doesn't matter, but they can't be corrected. They have no connection to the Kedusha, but only through the system of the world of Atzilut, and that's why they're dependent on it. Kivwin.
Раф, вот как понять вообще то, что мир Ацилут берет какую-то часть мира Никудим? Это вообще параллельно существующая ступень?
Dear Raf, how to understand that Ацилут, these are degrees that are in parallel, Ацилут and Никудим?
In parallel and also in row. Both, depending on how you can take and correct them. The main thing is the correction, and the way, the form in which the correction takes place. So there are many forms, many ways, and also the Sfirot. What Sfirot could be related to which Sfirot, and how did they correct each other? How do they connect and incorporate with one another? Suppose like in our body. There are so many different systems, and they're so interconnected in different ways that we don't even know about 1% of how it all works. So precisely in spirituality, it's much, much more, far beyond. But the principles are simple. That which is correct to, that which is close to correction and far from loss. Accordingly, you scrutinize and correct.
As
much as I understand, the world of Atzilut is, it exists in order to do correction after, only after the Adam HaRishon system broke.
It doesn't matter. If they broke, then they're already flawed, then they're at the bottom now. They're the lower ones, and the world of Atzilut can provide them with all the corrections of the lights and vessels because it belongs to the forces of Bestol.
Так он может исправлять разбиение, которое произошло в мире Никудим?
Бадай.
So you can...
Of course, it connects to itself the vessels of Nikudim and corrects them and fulfills them. Because it takes them to itself as a nukva and so absorbs their deficiency and elevates these deficiencies and asks for the power to correct these kelim, afterwards asks for the lights to fulfill these kelim. How do we ask for it? Or how do we ask? I ascend to the Creator and ask Him, give me the ability to correct them, all of my friends, and then give me the ability to fulfill them through me. And then I become as the force of correction and fulfillment toward them, and that's how each is toward everyone else, and this way we fill up and become corrected. Can't be any other way.
В нашем обращении мы обращаемся как бы к вышестоящей инстанции.
Simply, when we appeal, we...
There too, suppose Atik of Atzilut takes or is in connection through the Sag up to Ein Sof and asks, turns to the Creator just like we do.
Ну, то есть у меня, то есть получается, что мир Никудим, он не является вышестоящей инстанцией по отношению к миру.
Meaning that the world of Nikudim is not something higher, right?
It breaks, and is in need of correction. And the world of Atzilut didn't break, and can correct it. The lower corrects the upper.
Ну, мир Ацилут, я просто вот что не понимаю, что мир Ацилут — это же результат разбиения.
But what I don't understand, that the world of Ацилут is a result of the breaking of the world of Никудим, right?
But
it's corrected, and therefore can correct that which broke. Think about it. You'll be able to understand it. The world of Atzilut is a very non-simple, complex, big world that can correct all the breakings and fill them with all the lights. It is actually the world of correction. And the world of Nikudim broke in order to give deficiencies to the world of Atzilut, in order to take these deficiencies, correct them, and fulfill them, and then by them that the whole of creation reaches the end of correction.
Ita 4.
Grazie Rav. Volevo capire perché una parte del Parzuf viene chiamato Nukva?
Understand why part of the Parzuf is called Nukva.
Nukva is usually a deficiency. In Hebrew it comes from the word nekev, puncture, hole. And that's why it's called that way. Wherever there is a deficiency that is revealed, then we can talk about Nukva, or there we can talk about Nukva. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот я хотел прояснить, если можно, когда выше...
Good morning, Rav. If please, I wanted to clarify. The upper, towards the state that the upper is in, towards the lower one, does the lower one feel that he's in posterior towards him, or is it concealed what he wants, doesn't want?
Achol and panim, posterior and interior, are bestowal and reception. Panim is bestowal, achol is reception. And this is correct for each and every state. PT 32.
Rav, the world of Atzilut emerged as a result of the breaking of the world of Nikudim, or there's no true connection, and it could have emerged even without that breaking?
Were it not for the shattering of the world of Nikudim, the world of Atzilut would have not emerged.
But its Rishimot, its records, are seemingly lesser of Yot coarseness.
I don't understand.
On which Rishimot, which records did it come out? The Root and One, right?
The world of Atzilut came out on the records of Aleph Shoresh, and the world of Nikudim came out on the records of Bet Aleph.
So it's more refined.
It is coarser, but with a masach screen before the breaking and without a masach after the breaking.
It connects to Nukva as part of the Putz of Atik, meaning it's without this lack, it couldn't exist.
Again, please.
Patsuf Atik that emerged, it's written that at that same time it connected part of Keter of Nikudim as Nukva. So the question, did Nukva obligate it to emerge? Without it, it wouldn't emerge. It's part of it.
I
don't understand. Where are you and what are you talking about? First of all, comes out the world of Nikudim. Abba and Ima, make gadlut in the Rosh, pass it on to the Guf crosses the Parsa and starts breaking. Come out the four first Malachim. Melachim. Then comes the Yersud, the second Rosh of Nikudim, also receives in order to bestow, cross the Parsa and break for the second four Melachim. And this way, you have the eight Melachim that died. Afterwards, we have the coupling screen, Masach, from Bet Aleph to Aleph Shoresh. And above it comes out the world of Atzilut. First of all, comes out the degree of Ibur Yenika Mochin, because the Aviut of Shoresh starts building up here. And this is how we come to the structure of the world of Atzilut, that all of the Pertsufim emerge, Atikarichanpin, Aben Ima, Irsut, and Zon. And what are you asking about?
I'm asking what he writes here in 129. You should know that when each level of these five Pertsufim of the Numa emerged, it sorted and connected to itself a part of the vessels of Nikudim, which became its Nukva. So the moment this Partsuf emerged, it simply must connect that part its Nukva, or it could do it after?
No, it comes in order to correct and fulfill these broken vessels. It doesn't need it for itself, but it needs it because it wants to bestow.
So it's a part of it, or afterwards?
It's not a part of him, but he adds it to himself, so it says in the text. Meaning that he scrutinizes what can it correct from the vessels of the upper that broke. Because as the Partsuf of Atik came out, it connected to it all the Gal of Nikodim that remained complete during the breaking of the vessels. This refers to the Galgalta and the Enaim in them, which emerged during their Katnut, called the interior vessels. This is what Atik took, that in the Katnut of Nikodim, only the upper half of each degree came with them, that is Galgalta Galta Enaim and Nikve Enaim. The bottom half of each one, each degree, which is called the Chap, descended to the lower degree. Hence, it is considered that Peltzuf Atik of the new Ma took the upper half of Keto from the vessels of Nikudim, as well as the upper half of Chochma and Bina and seven roots of Zat, incorporated in the Gal of Nikudim. These became a Partsuf Nukva to Atik of the new Ma. Meaning, for Atik, already part of the Kelim are arranged as the world of Nukva and joined with one another. They're called Ma and Bon of Atik and of Atik of Atzilut, since the male of Atik is called Ma, and the vessels of Nikudim that joined it are called Bon. They're positioned face and back, Atik of Ma at the interior, and the vessels of Nikudim in its posterior.
Look,
he explains it beautifully as a sketch, as a scheme. There are plenty of questions about it, but he doesn't elaborate. Item 130. Paltzuf Arich Anpin of the new Ma, which emerged at the level of Chochma, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keto of Nikudim, Achap of Keto, which during the Katnut, these Kelim were at the degree below Keto, that is, in Chochma and Bina of Nikudim. It became a nukva to the Arich Anpin of the Numa, which is the Potsuf of Chochma, and they joined with one another. They're positioned right and left, Arich Anpin of Ma, of Atzilut, which is the male stands on the right, and Archan Pinovbon, which is the Nukva, stands on the left. The reason why Partsuf Atik of Ma did not take the lower half of Keter of Nikudim is that since Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the interior vessels of the Gar of Nikudim, in whom no flaw occurred during the breaking, because it's related to Keto. This is not so at the bottom half of Keto, the Achap, that were fallen in Chokhmah and Binah during the Katnut. Achap of Keto fell into the Chokhmah and Binah. Afterward, during the Gadlut, they rose from Chokhmah and Binah and joined the Keter of Nikudim. Afterwards, at the time of the breaking of the vessels, they fell from the Keter of Nikudim once more and were revoked. Thus, they were flawed by their fall and revocation and are therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Archan Bin of Ma took them. Owen, read it again, please.
130. Partsuf Archan Bin of the Numa, which emerged at the level of Chokhmah, sorted and connected to itself the lower half of Keter of Nikudim, Achap of Keter, which, during the Katnut smallness, were at a degree below Keter, that is, in Chokhmah and Binah of Nikudim. It became a Nukva to the Arichan Pin of the new Ma, and they joined with one another. They are positioned right and left. Arich Anpin of Ma, which is the male, stands on the right, and Arich Anpin of Bon, which is the Nukva, stands on the left. The reason why Partsuf Atik of Ma did not take the lower half of Keter of Nikudim is that since Atik is the first Rosh of Atzilut, whose merit is very high, it connected to itself only the anterior vessels of the Gar of Nikudim, in whom no flaw occurred during the breaking. This is not so at the bottom half of Keter, the Achap that were fallen in Chokhmah Binah during the Katnut, smallness. Afterward, during the Gadlut, adulthood, they rose from Chokhmah Binah and joined the Keter of Nikudim. Afterwards, at the time of the breaking of the vessels, they fell from the Keter of Nikudim once more and were revoked. Thus they were flawed by their fall and revocation, and are therefore unworthy of Atik. This is why Arich Anpin of Ma took them.
Meaning he's explaining here how, as a result of the shattering, the breaking that happened in the world of Nikudim, every potsuf that broke there, every part that broke there, and now how it's divided in the world of Atzilut to its counterpart that can somehow catch it and correct it, raise it to correction, to pass lights onto it for them to correct it. And we see that this is how it is arranged in the world of the breaking, the world of Nikudim, and the world of Nikudim, the world of Atzilut. The world of correction, the world of Atzilut. PT4. If Atik takes the Kelim of Panim of Gar of Nikudim that were not broken, how could it be that it is also Nukva in regard to Atik?
Nukva is not upper or lower one. Nukva is what we're now correcting and filling. That's called Nukva.
But if it didn't break, what is there to correct?
But it's empty. It was in Nikudim. It exited. Its world broke, but it exited from use. Meaning it has a deficiency. This deficiency needs to be corrected and filled. We have more time. And 31. The new parzuf of Abba and Ima, which are at the level of Bina, sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chokhmah Bina of Nikudim, which are the Achab of Chokhmah Bina that fell in the Zat of Nikudim during the Katnut. But afterward, during the Gadlut, adulthood of Nikudim, they ascended and joined Chochmah Bina of Nikudim. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell once more to the Zat of Nikudim and were revoked. And Abba and Ima of Ma sorted them into being their Nukva. They are called the Zat of Chokhmah, the bottom seven of Chokhmah. And the Vat, the Vav Tachtonot, bottom six of Chokhmah, and bottom six of Bina. Since the Chesed of Bina remained with the Gal of Chokhmah Bina of Bon in the Partsuf Atik. Because the Chesed of Bina is refined like the Rosh. And only the Vat from Gvura downward remained at the bottom half of Bina.
Gvura.
So, Gvura.
Tiferet. Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod.
Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod, Malchut.
Nimtza Zachar, the
And it follows that the male of Abba and Ima is the level of Bina of Ma, and the Nukva of Abba and Ima is the Zat of Chokhmah Bina of Bon. They are positioned on the right and on the left. Abba and Ima of Ma on the right, and Abba and Ima of Bon on the left. Period. And the Yishut of Ma, which are the Zat of Abba and Ima, took the Malchut of Chokhmah Bina of Bon. Oren, read it.
131. The new Pertzuf of Abba Ve'ima, which are at the level of Bina, sorted and connected to themselves the lower half of Chokhmah and Bina of Nikudim, which are the Achab of Chokhmah and Bina that fell in the Zat of Nikudim during the Katnut. But afterward, during the Gadlut of Nikudim, they ascended and joined Chokhmah and Bina of Nikudim. During the breaking of the vessels, they fell once more to the Zat of Nikudim and were revoked. And Abba Ve'ima of Ma sorted them into being Zever Nukva. They're called the Zat of Chokhmah and the Vat of Bina of Bon. Since Chesed of Bina remained with the Gar of Chokhmah and Bina of Bon in Pertzuf Atik, and only the Vat from Gvura downward remained at the bottom half of Bina. It follows that the male of Abba Ve'ima is the level of Bina of Ma. And the Nukva of Abba Ve'ima is the Zat of Chub of Bon. They're positioned on the right and on the left. Abba Ve'ima of Ma on the right, and Abba Ve'ima of Bon on the left, and Yeshut of Ma, which are the Zat of Abba Ve'ima, took the Malchuts of Chokhmah Bina of Bon.
Meaning, there's nothing here that's new. Like we always spoke, how the degree is divided from above and below, and from left and right. Israel Saba and Tfuna, left and right, there's a right and left, or above and below. And so thus, there was no confusion here in the system. All remains exactly like those same qualities like there were.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Maybe just answered, but still, I wanted to ask whether the broken parts find their new place simply according to their equivalence of form, meaning they reach the place that they're supposed to be in?
Of course. They receive through the upper ones lights, forces, and arrange themselves according to the corrections in them. What I recommend, we already need to go into the third part of the lesson. What I recommend, try to read it with some paper and pen and draw these things one against the other, so it'll be clear to you what comes to us from the world of Nikudim that's broken and what is corrected in the world of Atzilut and how the world of Atzilut corrects the world of Nikudim. There is nothing here, there are just details that are confusing us. But in sum total, it's according to a very simple method. Each one is corrected according to the system against it.
One more small question, please. What is there in the world of Atzilut now that rearranged things there? What changed?
The world of Atzilut doesn't demand anything. It only takes the broken vessels from the world of Nikudim, connects them, corrects them, and fills them. And thus it's called the world of correction.
That's it.
PT 14.
About the order, and when Atik took its kelim, then it stood from above down, and all the kelim that broke were from right to left when the peltzufim were built.
Both. There was this and that.
But is this a change that occurred in the world of Atzilut, that the order changed from right to left?
Right and left is usually chasadim and gvorot, and above below is the size of the screens. We need to go on to the third part of the lesson. But make a chart according to what we're learning here, how these parts are corrected.